Here's the rather odd premise for the new movie Lars and the Real Girl. A loner finds companionship with a life-sized doll. Oscar-nominated actor Ryan Gosling is known for his unusual roles. This one is no exception. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has our review.
Lars and the Real Girl will sweep you off your feet if you're not careful. It's a Frank Capra-style tribute to the joys of friendship and community, but it's constructed around one of the most salacious items modern culture provides. Lars has the disposition of a grown-up choir boy, but he's also pathologically shy, terrified at even the thought of human contact. He's introduced doing what he does best, hiding from other people. One night, though, Lars knocks at his married brother's door to introduce a friend.
I have a visitor.
She's not what anyone expected. This is Bianca, he says, introducing a fully dressed, life-size silicon doll. She's not from here.
Wow, what do you know? Where did you meet this person?
On the internet.
Yeah, well, everybody's doing that now.
She doesn't speak much English, though.
Uh-huh. It's okay. It's really the same with the guys at work. It's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Lars treats Bianca like an actual person. They have conversations only he can hear. He's not thinking of anything carnal, the local doctor explains to Lars's brother, and it's important that those who love Lars play along.
Pretend that she's real? I'm not going to do it. I mean, I can't. I'm just not going to do it.
She is real. She's right out there. Bianca's in town for a reason.
Right, but...
It's not really a choice.
Writer Nancy Oliver is responsible for coming up with this totally original idea. And director Craig Gillespie and star Ryan Gosling understood her script in ways no one but the original writer usually does. The actor is at his best, playing the guileless Lars with unwavering, unblinking sincerity. Lars and the Real Girl is being distributed by MGM, complete with the studio's venerable Roaring Lion logo. It makes you wonder what Louis B. Mayer of MGM's wholesome golden era would have thought. If the idea itself didn't give him a heart attack, he probably would like it just fine. It's that kind of a film.
Kenneth Turan reviews films for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.